Now, over the past couple of weeks, Margaret Mills has been looking at a couple of kind of spooky-ish stories. And this week, you're going to be looking at the Golden King in Colchester. Is this a spooky story as well?
No, not really, Scott. It really illustrates how word of mouth can distort legends over the years, as we all know. But this particularly illustrates a relatively modern happening, 1920s, 1930s.
Right.
So this is the Golden King of Colchester. Now, in 1921, in Lexden, there was an excavation. We're told that it was in Fitzwater Road. And Colchester, as we know, very historic town, things being found all the time, new discoveries. And in 1921, the archaeologists uncovered what was said to be, by many people, the skeleton of a long-lost Iron Age king of Colchester. Mm-hmm. It's said that when the excavation took place, the skeleton was covered in gold chainmail, with a cloth of gold tunic and a gold table also buried in the grave. In 1921, although we knew this excavation had taken place, not much was recorded until 7 years later. So it was a bit of a delay. When it was actually recorded and the rumours by then had escalated, the mythical Golden King of Colchester had been found 7 years earlier. When the report was published, 7 years after the actual excavation, we began to get to the truth of what they'd actually uncovered. The first bit of incorrect information was there was no skeleton. It was actually a cremation burial. There was also no cloth of gold tunic, no gold armour, and no gold table.
Dear.
So
wasn't much there then.
There wasn't. What there was obviously the cremation urn. There was some remnants of what were described as gold ribbon. Not solid gold, but made of fabric. And the gold table in question was identified as actually being the bronze base of what was, the archaeologist said, was actually an oil lamp. But it was, the burial was dated to the Iron Age, and it's gone down in folklore of Colchester as the Golden King. But actually, although it was thought to be an Iron Age king of Colchester, the burial and the relics found in the grave were generally much more humble, perhaps is the word.
They haven't named a pub after it, have they?
Well, not that I know of. But I suppose there could have been one, and its name's been changed in later years. I don't know. Not that I've heard of.
Fair enough. Okay, thank you very much indeed. And next week, you're going to be talking about?
Next week, I am going to be talking about cure for baldness.
Right, okay, thanks.